Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And today we have a Bad Choice Friday representing the San Francisco Starship.
Steve, this song ain't that bad.
It is that bad, and it's not rock and roll.
It's also a lie. They built that city on Rice-A-Roni.
This could be the definition of rock and roll.
The San Francisco tree.
This nails it.
I agree with that. There's a lot of hairspray. It's a very poppy rock song. This is when metal really started going downhill. But doggone it, this song is
But isn't this more of a rocky pop song?
Yeah.
This is not rooted in rock.
No.
And even then, I'm
too much synth.
This is straight pop. This is hot garbage.
Speaking of Rice-A-Roni, I think people in San Francisco are probably too pretentious to even eat it.
I liked it when it was cool, man.
Yeah.
When it first launched.
I love Rice-A-Roni.
Starship, and we built this city, taking on the pan known as the KC and the Sunshine Band.
That's the way.
Why KC and the Sunshine Band? Because it's got KC in it. KC and the Sunshine Band, and that's the way
we could have done
now.
The Chieftains.
Yeah. Hey.
I don't know much about them. Yeah. I just know their name.
Gang, don't read too much into what we're doing here. It's KC and the Sunshine Band. See what we did?
And it's our show.
Right.
Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Yes, girl.
Okay, a couple from our question. What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? We did get a number of emails, guys. Went on a last
cruise. Shout
a
mouthful of holes. It was unbelievable.
Fabulous experience. Once-in-a-lifetime that I got to witness a massive chunk of a glacier break off into the ocean. Reverb and sound was crazy. What a loud sound. Watched some humpback whales up close, personal, truly amazing. I'm going to drink some bourbons this weekend. That from the Elk Plain Drifter and Amy Jean. A gentleman, scuba diving in Puget Sound, unique. One of the famous critters in the water there, the wolf eel.
The wolf eel?
Have you ever seen a wolf eel?
Is there a good-looking eel? What are you going to tell? It's an ugly eel.
No, this is the ugliest eel that ever existed.
That is a big state. Hold on, I'm going to Google this.
One day, my wife and I were diving with some friends. We found a couple of wolf eels.
Jeez, you're so ugly, it's funny.
I have some cigarettes to sell you.
Exactly.
If Mr. Burns were an eel, that's what it looks like.
They were guarding eggs as we sat there and watched. Suddenly, the eggs started hatching.
Oh.
The little hatchlings came out and would just lay on something for a few seconds. Well, they figured out how to swim. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. That from Dave in Spanaway.
Wolf eels are quite docile, friendly, and very curious.
But not when they're giving birth, I bet.
Would you like to pet my wolf eel?
Well, the guys lived through a 9.0 earthquake that hit Japan on March 11, 2011. I remember seeing the runway roll up and down like waves on water. That from the JJG, president of the Ted Smith's fan club, Texas chapter.
I've never experienced an earthquake, and I'm not trying to, but the one universal thing that I hear from people that have, they said it literally feels like you're standing on liquid. No matter what surface you're on, so it feels like liquid. You can feel the waves. Yeah, that is nuts.
Guys, I was on an American Trans Air last scheduled passenger flight from Honolulu to Phoenix back on April 3rd, 2008. The airline literally ceased to exist while we were in the air. ATA was one of my favorite airlines growing up, and much like Northwest Airlines, Continental, America West, I still can't believe that they're no longer around, but it is what it is. Have a fantastic weekend, positive Friday, that from Alex.
Do they announce that the airline no longer exists while you're on the flight?
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. This is your captain.
We don't even have a gate.
I hope you're enjoying this flight, because honest to God, we don't know to land. We are no longer an airline.
Well, as far as products go in one line, I've never experienced a product where I've had more things that have gone away. In any industry, like
other than airline industry,
Heinz Ketchup
was
Heinz Ketchup. But right. When I was a kid, I flew Pan Am, I flew TWA, I flew
Continental,
Southwest,
Eastern,
Airline, United. U.S. Air.
U.S. Air, yeah.
All these different ones. Before that was Eastern.
It's almost like Miles. If they were all owned by basically three or four companies, the product would suck.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Like back in
always
the day,
be late. The price goes up.
Yeah,
radio was owned by like 700 companies. You know,
yeah,
same difference.
Mm-hmm. I like that. What's it? Competitive?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Virgin Air.
Oh, man.
I know they're still around with, you know, but still.
Well, not in the U.S. Right, they're still an international carrier. In Alaska, bought them, which is fine, but when Virgin Air was doing its thing here in the States, the other airlines were freaking out because they provided a good product. And instead of trying to emulate what Virgin did to provide a good product, they're like, well, we're not going to do that. We just want them to go away.
See, I would have folded into it. Well. Back in 2007.
I will say, I took a Virgin flight to San Francisco. That was one of the best flights I've ever been on.
That's what I'm saying. It was because of airlines. And the thing about an airline, right? So we were talking about cigarette smokers. We're loyal to our brand, right? Because it's a product.
I had a Virgin Air credit card to get points.
But the airline industry, it is a commodity. Generally speaking, no one gives an F what airline they're on if it's going to where you want to go on that day for a price that you're comfortable with, right? So nobody, and like you get loyalty rewards with the credit cards and all that, but they have to do that because otherwise they're exactly the same. Virgin came in and said, no, we're going to give you a good experience. We're going to treat you like a freaking adult. And they did, and people, like, we specifically started flying Virgin, just not to deal with the nonsense.
They were the other
airline, they were not going to step up our game. We're going to buy them
They were the leaders in the forefront of what we know today. So in other words, as far as ordering things off of screen, if that's available. The fact that they did a cartoon safety instruction at the beginning of the flight,
which made it actually entertaining.
All the other airlines went, well, maybe we should be cheeky and dance in the, you know, like and try to make this entertaining because people will maybe watch.
They still don't.
I know.
Southwest
but
is pretty funny. Also, though, I will say this: it helps too for the employees, right? Like I sometimes with flight attendants, like they're not super friendly, but also I don't blame them.
I wouldn't be.
They're working shifts they don't want to work. Mm-hmm. Every plane is packed. Like it's not fun. They're not having fun now either.
No, I agree 1,000%, man.
Back in 2017, I got to meet Val Kilmer at FanEx in Salt Lake City. Told him I thought that Batman Forever was a great movie. He said, thank you. I really appreciate that. 2016, my mom and stepdad paid money out their asses to pay for me to go shark diving, as well for me to go to see Slipknot. Shark diving was amazing. They're adorable, kind of like ocean puppies. Slipknot, great too. Still one of my favorite concerts ever. Next to Devo. I love you, Mom. That from Nathan.
What? Slipknot, again, that's one of those bands. I don't listen to a ton of Slipknot in my free time, but go see them in concert. It is awesome.
They are great. Pacholos, in June of 2017, we had front row seats to Brad Paisley, West Virginia's finest, at White River Amphitheater. Of course, I was wearing my Packers gear, including my cheesehead cowboy hat. During the instrumental part of the song, Grey Goose Chase, Brad came down to the floor, noticed that the lady next to me filming had a Seahawks case on her phone. He pointed at us both and motioned us both to follow him on stage. So he brought her to the mic and tells her to show her phone to the crowd. Crowd goes wild, Seahawks, right? Points over to me and says, and then there's her. And the crowd booed. He said something about putting differences aside and bringing people together. Told us to hug it out, which we did. Then we got to watch the rest of the show sitting on the stage bar behind the band. Nice. That was amazing. I'm a huge Brad Paisley fan. Seen him in concert 11 times. This by far the best show ever. And I also made an awesome new friend. Thank you guys for all you do and stay beautiful. That from Ginger Midget.
I think you already mentioned him, Miles, but he does shred.
Oh, got you.
Somebody told me that, yeah.
He's kind of like your experience with John Mayer when you weren't expecting it. And it's like, oh, he shreds. Like, Paisley's the same thing. Like, in his concert, like, amazing. It's not just country sometimes.
Good.
On to the birthdays, Ola guys. I'd like to congratulate my brother from another mother, Kevin Armstrong. Another successful trip around the sun. How about the dirty Germans telling him and his wife what to expect tonight? And the captain telling the story about what happened to the Keebler elf on their trip to Thailand.
Oh.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, what you can expect tonight, at least if it is your wife, disappointment until me and the other dirty Germans show up. We know what she likes. It involves four fingers in different places.
Yeah, the funny thing is, it's where you put the thumbs.
It's all she cares about, all these thumbs.
Yeah, with your wife, she doesn't mind if we use a thumb hole.
We play a game called Let's Go Hitchhiking.
And my thumb is double-jointed.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Boy, I haven't heard about the Keebler elf in Thailand in some time, mostly because we had a court order not to talk about it, but I won't say which one of the three was responsible, but we went to Thailand, he smoked some Thai stick, found a lady boy on the beach, and, well, he had a good time. Now, here's what most people don't know. He actually married that lady boy and got her a job as one of our mascots. You know her as the Land of Lakes lady. We know her as Jeff. Crunch Bears.
Hello, guys. Can I please get a birthday shout-out for Tone Bone Malone, longtime fan of y'all's and your Farty Man radio program. What a surprise him with a birthday shout-out. Happy Bone Day and Super Bone Weekend. I love your shiny golden hair almost as much as your giant personality. Hope your birthday is deep. Love from Coyote and Puppers. Can you please do a Here Comes the Dope Pusher? And maybe Ted saying, don't go scuba diving. Or some advice on that. Thanks, guys. That from Jess.
Here comes the dope pusher.
All right, listen. I got an email from your... What's his name?
Tone Bone.
Tone Bone in coach's office. You know we got stuff to do this week. We got a big game coming up. I got a note from your wife. Says you think about doing something stupid. Don't go scuba diving, all right? I need you alive, son. Get the hell out of my office.
Guys, please give a birthday shout-out to Ben. He's 36 today. How about the dirty Germans taking a bong rip only to afterward realize it was a bong loaded with salvia rather than that sweet reefer? Much appreciated, guys.
Yeah, I'm not saying this was Nazi marijuana, but I feel like a cartoon character in the background of Fantasia that somebody's watching while they're tripping on acid, and I'm pretty sure I'm flying.
Yeah, so the weird thing is how your legs move out from underneath you and somehow end up above your head on your shoulders. It does feel like that one time I did it.
Man, it
the
is.
One time. I've done it multiple.
Yeah,
and all the children for my nephew Sully. Can Mickey please read the Hell's Coming With Me monologue from Tombstone? Gracias, that from Justin in California.
I got it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mike. I get in the mood. Gotta put my gown on. From now on, when I see a red sash, I kill the man wearing it. So you could run, Kerr. And you tell the other Kerrs, the law's coming. You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me.
Amazing. I can't believe you can still hit those high notes. Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
BG. Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails. What do we have here? Let's see here, guys. I wanted to give you this one, Ted, for sure, so you know.
Okay.
Subject is shepherd pie. You definitely have
all
a
right.
strong opinion of shepherd pie from the other day.
Is it shepherds or shepherd?
Not an opinion.
Okay.
I just know the facts about it.
All right.
I'm just here educating the people.
Yeah. What is that opinion for the people who didn't listen to the show the last time?
Right? So shepherd's pie has to be made with lamb. Think about it.
All right.
Shepherd's lead lamb. So if it's the same ingredients, but it's made with beef, it's a cottage pie.
Okay.
That's the difference between shepherd and cottage.
So the subject is shepherd pie.
Okay.
Ted, my granddad was born in Oldham, England. If he goes to a pub that advertises shepherd's pie but has beef, he is effing never going back.
Nice.
And the better bloody, and they better bloody have
Boddingtons.
Boddingtons. Man, I was almost a tongue twister. And they better bloody have Boddingtons.
Mm-hmm. Boddingtons. Boddingtons.
You never had a Boddingtons?
Is that Irish whiskey?
No, it's a beer.
It's a beer.
Oh, no.
Yellow can has an aviator or something on the front. I don't remember.
Yeah, there it is. No.
Oh, really?
I've seen that, but okay, I don't believe I ever had it.
Not a bad beer, dude.
Okay.
Really not.
All right.
Also, like I've really gotten into to cottage pie. So Beaver makes a horseradish sauce.
Yes.
So a little bit of that, and then the brown sauce from England. What's it, HP or P?
Yep.
HP,
HP, yeah. All right, I think we need to go back in time. The last time that we played Ted versus the FCC, so if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. True.
If Chuck can't cut the chunky cut and incontinent, Kent can't cut the chunky cut, who can cut a chunk from Chuck's or Kent's cut?
Three chunks fast.
If Chuck can't cut the chunky cut and incontinent, Kent can't cut the chunky cut, who can cut a chunk from Chuck or Kent's cut?
One.
If Chuck can't cut the chunky cut and incontinent, Kent can't cut the chunky cut, who can cut a chunk from Chuck or Kent's cat? Cut!
Two!
If Chuck can't cut the chunky cut and incontinent, Kent can't cut the chunky cut, who can cut a chunk from Chuck or Kent's cut?
Big win at Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
I think the fentanyl you got last night.
I don't think it's real fentanyl.
I think it was spiked with fentanyl.
I know.
Golly.
You got to be careful with that stuff.
Oh, something else. Damn. We asked for fentanyl, but I think they just put fentanyl in it.
Yeah, they spiked it, man.
Jesus.
You wouldn't have been up late.
No. Steve was doing this lean. It was amazing. I thought he was going to fall over, like in the street. But he's like all bent over like
Damn, man. I thought you meant he was drinking lean.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was out in the street doing
this. I was like, I thought he was going to do a header.
But what's cool is, because of how much fentanyl makes you bend over, we just used sidewalk chalk, and I wrote down all of our rhymes.
Yeah. Right, and then he went around the block, and he was screaming at inanimate objects. But it was a fun night, though.
But it helped me create a rhyme.
He got in a fight with a tree. Either way,
beat its ass.
We came up with some great tongue twisters for Ted versus the FCC, but lo and behold, we got a listener. Submitted Ted versus
I wish we had known.
You wouldn't have got in a fight with that tree.
I really wouldn't have. I feel so bad for that tree.
This one comes from a listener named Zach. And this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. If a FUD pucker could puck FUD, how much could a FUD pucker puck if a FUD pucker could puck FUD? The way we do Ted versus the FCC, you got to read that one time through, then three times fast.
What is a FUD?
Not sure, but I know you put it.
If a FUD pucker could PUD or could... If a FUD pucker could puck FUD, how much could a FUD pucker puck if a FUD pucker could puck FUD?
Three times fast.
If a FUD pucker could puck FUD, how much could a FUD pucker puck if a FUD pucker could puck FUD?
One.
If a FUD pucker could puck FUD, how much could a FUD pucker puck if a FUD pucker could puck FUD?
Two.
If a FUD pucker could puck FUD, how much could a FUD pucker puck if a FUD pucker could puck FUD?
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. Like it didn't even matter. That was amazing. There you go. Another win. It's Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to the men's.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Rock. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, so coming up, we'll trigger toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. New data shows that married people tend to be happier than single people.
It depends on the moment, but sure.
Sure, and it depends on your married situation as well.
Right. I mean, if you're happily married,
thank you.
Sure.
Correct.
Yes.
Well, that's why divorce is a thing.
Yeah, right. For the people that are less happy than single
right.
people.
As they say, it's expensive.
Right.
Because it's worth it.
And that's a goal for a reason.
What's that?
Getting married. Finding yourself somebody that you actually enjoy spending time with, you want to hopefully spend your rest of your life with, you guys want to combat life together.
Sure.
There's a reason for that.
And you may be right or wrong, but as long as it's going well, you're like,
correct.
This is the right decision.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
When it's not, you're like, man, I need to go to the bar.
Yeah, that's right.
Or buy Prince tickets.
Wow. I feel like two different times.
Is that Megan?
Now, I had a guy texted me earlier, and he was like, hey, man, my wife got mad at me about something. He's like, I effed up. But he bought her ticket, same kind of thing, for her to go solo to some other concert. And I told him, people that say that money can't buy happiness are not married.
There you go.
And like I told Mike, this is not about you not being mad at me. This is about you dropping it.
Right.
That's what this is.
This happened. I'm sorry for it. Here.
Go enjoy this concert.
Hey, you settled out of court.
There you go.
You know, it's exactly what it is.
All right. Dude, I got in trouble once for buying tickets for a girl, and I just didn't want to go to the show.
Yeah.
Take your friends.
You have to want to go. You have to want to go.
Look, I didn't listen to that genre of music.
I know.
My wife's hit and miss with the music that we both like, right? So, like, she's debating Madonna. She likes Madonna. I think Madonna's a farce and a joke. My wife likes her. I go, that's fine. I'll even buy two tickets as long, and the deal is, I'm not your date for the night.
Right.
I do not care who you take. You could take the brother from Bridgerton that I know you have a crush on. If he's taking one for my team, like, have fun, man.
Go for it,
I'll get you the tickets. I just don't want to go.
It's being reported that celebrities are getting paid incredible amounts to star in Super Bowl ads.
What?
That's not new.
It's almost like you're called a celebrity as opposed to an actor or musician because you make lots of money doing that.
Right.
Otherwise, you're an actor.
There's
or
a reason why you got an A-list actor to do it.
Right.
Correct.
Because Dunkin' Donuts saw a major rise in profits after Ben Affleck starred in their bit.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, Ben Affleck, and it's one of those things where Ben Affleck, he gets panned all the time.
Sure.
I think deep down he's like,
obviously it bugs me, but also it's fine because to do Dunkin' Donuts ads, I made more than you're going to make in your life.
Right.
I can suck all I want and I get paid for it.
And I work for 8 days.
A lot of Super Bowl II is just, like, those big companies, like, they just want you talking about them.
Exactly.
Think about Coca-Cola. If you go to almost any baseball stadium, single A, double A, pro, most of them are going to be sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Sure.
I got news for you. Coca-Cola doesn't make a dime off those small little teams.
No.
They just want you to think,
right,
baseball, Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, yep.
One that I saw that I found amazing when I started thinking about it, it's like, when is the last time that you saw a TV commercial, a YouTube commercial for Starbucks?
Hang on.
Do they even have TV commercials?
No, they don't.
That's actually a really good question.
They don't.
Which is crazy because one of the things you always hear, and maybe it's true, maybe it's not, I do not know, but one of the things we hear, at least in our industry, is, hey, the reason the big dogs always advertise, Doritos, Coca-Cola, sure, Budweiser, McDonald's, because if you don't, man, in 6 months, you know, out of sight, out of mind. I never really bought into it because they're so ubiquitous. Mm-hmm. It might be true, but you're right. Starbucks.
We're the advertisement.
I don't recall. I cannot think of a single TV commercial I've seen for Starbucks, no, and they're fine.
I don't believe there is one. Again, we are the advertisement. We walk around with the
cup. With the cup in your hand, right.
And they've already got it established. When I was just talking about Coca-Cola and, like, baseball or Americana, like, if you think coffee in the States, you're going to think Starbucks.
Exactly.
What did our Australian friend do? Dude literally came up. So this guy's been listening to us for years. Great guy. Spectacular.
Awesome dude.
But he showed up on Wednesday. And again, he flew 24 hours from Australia. But he came upstairs to the studio. He had a Starbucks cup. No big deal. But when he was leaving, he goes, oh, hey, man, I hear that you always go to the Starbucks in the building. So I just wanted to go to that Starbucks to get it. And you're kind of like, but you got Starbucks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you got to hit when you're here. Scientists have developed the.
I mean, look, we do the same thing, right? I have yet to go to Canada. The first thing I'm doing is getting some Timbits.
Timbits, right.
Right on.
I did it when I took the kids in Toronto.
Right.
I didn't even want
And they're
Timbits
just crappy
necessarily.
Donuts and subpar coffee.
They're fine.
Right.
But there was a Timbits, like Starbucks, like 2 blocks away from the hotel.
Tim Hortons.
And, right, God, it is Tim Hortons. It is Tim Hortons.
Where's the local Timbits?
I actually got up to go buy cigarettes, and I walked by one on the way to the 7-Eleven, and then I'm like, I have to go in and buy some Tim Hortons.
You do.
Because I am here.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it was fine.
That's why when I travel these places, I go to the chains because we don't have that chain here.
Yes. Do right? it. If you find a Checkers, anything like that,
exactly,
man, go do it.
Exactly. You should find yourself some authentic North Carolina food. All right.
I'm going to Checkers.
Right. That to me is no authentic food. I don't have it. Scientists have developed the...
I almost stopped at a Chili's in Texas.
That's not a bad call,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, driving from Austin to Houston, we passed like four of them, and it just... There's that one in Spokane, but I don't go to Spokane much.
No!
Exactly.
We have the baseball park that is the furthest away from the Chili's. I saw that on a map not terribly long ago on a graph. By far. Scientists have developed the first prosthetic limb capable of sensing hot and cold temperatures.
See, I don't want that.
Yeah, if I have a fake hand that works and I can pick up stuff, I'd love to touch hot things and not have it hurt.
The only thing that I can think of is damage of the prosthetic.
I mean, you're right, Mike. Sure. I'm sure there's a reason, but I'm just saying, I want to be like a superhero.
But I thought the same thing that you did. It's like, I want to be able to grab, like, glowing red hot metal and not have to give a damn about
right.
it.
Yeah. I want to be a superhero, bro.
Call me Temperature Man.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't affect me.
Who needs oven mitts?
Temperature Man.
It doesn't affect me.
Temperature Man.
Yes.
I hear your slogan. I'm just saying, as far as getting people behind you, like, Temperature Man.
Are you moist? Are you moist? Are you dry and humid?
I can touch anything moist I want, Miles. I don't feel heat, coldness.
Who needs oven mitts? Not this guy.
No dandruff for you. No dry skin. Oven
you know what? You're right, Mike. Imagine you're making pigs in the blanket for the Super Bowl. Temperature Man can pull it out for
That's
you.
Right. Just walk out on the grill and start flipping burgers. I got this.
Think of all the time I'll save you.
You want a sauna?
Oh, goodness. We have moved on into the next century of communication, gentlemen. People are using their phones these days. They're not writing each other letters that are carried by owl anymore. We're doing text messaging.
By owl,
and we've never actually established that
by
there's anything.
By owl?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a Harry Potter fan? I'm pretty sure it's pigeon.
Same thing. Either way, there's rules that we haven't actually set down, so it's time to establish it.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 texting things you shouldn't do because they annoy everyone.
Here's one I'm sure will irk the dregs of humanity. Using a period at the end of a sentence. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you think I'm angry? Are you concerned I'm upset with you or about something in the text?
Yes.
Grow up. Don't use me as a pincushion because you're a sensitive, delicate, uninformed, self-conscious shell of a person. Wow. It's called proper grammar and punctuation, you twit. Period.
I'm glad you used twit.
Positive Friday.
If you change one vowel, period. We have to dump it.
That's right.
Just,
damn, flip, man.
Well, I'm just saying, twit. Yeah.
Twit. Yes. Twit. And also, on the subject of periods, we make fun of my mother-in-law. My wife and I, we do.
Whoa, where are you going? Don't do that.
Because.
Positive Friday.
Heavy flow.
I don't need to know. Man, she's a wonderful woman. I love her. I don't care about her cycle. Dude.
Nice. Nice, Miles. That's a good one.
Good job, Miles.
Can't believe you're throwing her under the bus like that.
I just don't. I don't need to know.
Here to talk about Mike's mother-in-law's periods. Okay.
Yeah. Is it a heavy flow, light flow? I don't know.
We texted her something that was fun, and she texted back. You good, Ted?
No.
I'm glad you're opening up.
Fun with a period.
Oh.
And it was just like, it looked like fun.
Wait a minute. Is that how it's perceived?
Yes.
That if you put a period, you're just.
What's your personal pet peeve on text?
The period on the just using periods on one word answers make me think that you are unenthusiastic.
One word answer, I would not use a period. If you say fine, it's a one word answer. But
also using the ellipses when you don't need to.
Okay. For an example, if I say, Mike, okay, cool, see you there at 5.
Yeah.
And you write back, see you then. Unnecessary.
Sure, absolutely.
That's, the unnecessary response bothers me. The other thing is...
I disagree. I want to know... Please acknowledge that you got
you
my
thumbs up.
Thumbs
confirm.
Up. Thumbs
right.
up.
Right.
Something that
thumbs
confirms.
Yeah, which is why I like that you can react to text messages now.
And the other one is, and it only comes from one side of the family there, K.
Yes.
I hate that.
K. I think K...
You couldn't be bothered to type O.
It is the one that drives me... Because basically, you're just... It almost comes across as being curt.
Right. Right.
You know?
You type and then delete mid-conversation.
That's typically an argument.
Yes.
That's what I found.
I'm like, calming down.
I need to vent, so I'm going to type it, but there's no chance I'm going to hit send and send this to you.
Well, you could see me typing, but
right,
you can't
you get
see
the three
message.
Dots. You know what I mean? Like, you're going back and forth right. about something.
But I mean, I do that sometimes with friends, too. Because I'm just like, I don't need to add that in.
They put up.
That's okay because I know you and I are not mad at each other.
All right,
like, you're going back and forth with the wife and all this, like, because her three dot bubbles up there for like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. But let me ask
you. But then the message
but
I get
you're getting
is,
four paragraphs.
Oh, okay.
But hang on, I have a question. If Mike sends me a text and I'm not responding to him, but I'm typing, wouldn't he still see Ted is typing?
Yes. If you type, yes.
Yeah. Even though I'm not responding to him.
No. It's specific.
Only when they're doing it to you.
Only if you're replying to that person.
The dots.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So if anyone lied to you and said, I was texting someone else, like, I would not know that. Your phone does not ring because they're dialing someone else, right? It's the same kind of thing.
Oh, I thought it just meant they were typing. It could be anybody.
No. They're typing you.
Right.
That is right. So when that bubble disappears,
you two.
Yeah.
You make a group
your
chat.
Your world was just blown up, wasn't it?
It is. I go through this a lot with an idiot.
With an idiot. All right. I can't.
Basically, Ted, what's happening is they're deleting. What they put in.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. It is specifically to you.
Oh, we're going
to
talk about this. You make a group chat.
Please.
Please.
Especially when you rope somebody in that.
And typically, I'll respond to the individual only, so I don't bother everybody else.
I have made a group chat for the show here. It's like, hey.
But it's business.
Right. Remember, we have a meeting at this time.
Right.
We have an interview here today.
We have an
orgy
at 11.
Right. Exactly.
Bring your lotion.
I mean, Cass has one. My rule is, I don't mind group chats, but like, for instance, Mike's on one that I'm a part of.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's just me and one other dude really nerding out about some sport Mike doesn't care about.
Sure.
We'll just switch over to our own conversation.
And that's what you do.
Right. Yeah.
And usually it's about 5 or 6 messages that nobody else is picking up on. So you can either deduce somebody's working, somebody's sleeping, somebody doesn't care, move on.
Right. You guys did it to me like a couple weeks ago. I was like, oh, good.
Yeah. My family in Texas believes that all members of the family must be a part of any group chat about anything.
Miles, there you are at number 6. You throw in K.
Oh, so it is in there.
It is in there.
Okay, thank goodness.
You just send, hey, tell me what you want. This is a text message. This is not, it doesn't have to be an open dialogue. What do you need from me?
Generally, if I send that, I'm just kind of messing with a buddy.
Yeah.
Hey.
But it's what? Also, you're testing the waters.
You guys got that spam lately, like, hey, how are you doing? Like, I don't know, area code 884.
Don't answer.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Don't answer.
No,
it's a new form of phishing.
Yep. Yep. Don't do nothing, man.
I just randomly send texts to people I don't know. You up?
Texting things that you shouldn't do because they annoy everyone. You text super early or super late.
That's a problem with family on the East Coast. They don't seem to get that in a group text way. So at 5 o'clock, I've gotten beep, 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 beep from every single person in the 12th. And it's a beautiful picture of my niece. And I get it. And sure. Thank you for sending that. And I appreciate being on it. But man.
I can wait.
Right.
West Coast.
Can you remember?
West Coast.
Damn it. You send multiple messages in a row.
Yep.
I've known a handful of people like that, and they piss me off.
Basically, I'll only send an extra one if I forgot one little tidbit about the first message.
But it's just, it's sending basically sentence after sentence after sentence after sentence. Man, conclude all of your thoughts into one good one text. And then
that's when I pick up my phone and just say, I'm calling you.
That's a fair call. If you're going to just keep on doing
I'm
that,
calling you because
this
is going to take less time, and nine times out of ten, I am at work, and I don't know what you think we do at work, but they call it work for a reason.
Yeah. That's my move. Mike's seen it. If we trade three or four texts, what's up, dude? Like, hey, man, I'm just tired of texting.
Exactly. Yeah. You write novels. I'll disagree with that one to a degree because I've chatted with my sister from time to time about some serious stuff. It's like,
the last one was don't send multiple texts. Now it's like, don't write a novel. It's like, pick one, dude. Mm.
Short story, Ted.
Yeah.
Keep it short. Keep it simple.
But those are the people who go long-winded in person.
That's true.
So
that's true.
The personality is reflected within the text.
But it does go back to what we were talking about, Ted. At that point, just call me. If you have that much to say, call me. Let's talk.
My wife could tell me a story for 5 minutes. And the end of it is she ran into her friend at the grocery store. Instead of starting with, I just ran into an old friend at the grocery store.
Right.
So back when I was in third grade, I knew this girl.
I said, treat it like a newspaper article or anything on the internet.
And we went to
the headline is the sales pitch. The byline is the pertinent information. And then the first two paragraphs of anyone who's credible enough to be a journalist explains everything you need to know. And then by paragraph three, it is if you're interested to know.
But then
give me the headline. Otherwise, you're wasting my time.
Another girl moved next door and then they became best friends and she wasn't my best friend anymore. So I didn't really.
I think that's a sign of idiocy.
Then I ran into her.
I'm like, oh my God. You're a stupid human being.
You ran into an old friend at the grocery store.
But, if you have a point, make it.
But then the number one texting thing that you shouldn't do because it annoys everyone else. Guilty. You wait days to text back.
It depends who it is.
I don't do that.
I literally got stopped by a family member of mine that was like, you took 5 days to get back to my text. I was like, I'm sorry. When my family texts me, if I text back, they immediately call me. It's like, texting is what I can do here when I can just shoot you back a message real quick. It doesn't mean I am able or willing to have a phone conversation with you right now.
I love when my family and friends text me when I'm on there. I'm like, you know what I'm doing.
For real.
I don't have my phone in here.
For real.
You know this.
I'm guilty of it. Sometimes I just forget to text somebody back. Usually it's something important.
Yeah. If it's important, you remember, right?
Why
it's not important.
Why are you calling me at 3:30 in the afternoon? My business hour, my working schedule is on the doggone internet.
I would never.
I don't bother you at work.
I know you're at work.
I've been at work for a decade. I've had the same doggone schedule.
It's been longer than that for us, and still the same
crime.
But it doesn't matter what we do. If I'm at work, I'm at work. When I'm at home, I'm at home. I don't appreciate getting work texted at home.
You're gonna get a real job, Miley.
But I'm not going.
That's why
I don't
bother you.
Yeah, I mean that's all. When I'm home, I'm home. I don't want to work text at home, and I don't want a home text at work.
Correct.
It's not hard to figure out. There's a reason we call them something different.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
A British Airways flight out of Italy was delayed due to an annoying reason there, Miles.
What was that?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the Department of Motor Vehicles in New York. Now, look, one thing that happens at the beginning of each year is, whether it is a country or the Department of Motor Vehicles from state to state, there are things they dealt with previous year where they say, you can't do that. So right now, we have a multitude of list of baby names that were rejected. I want to say Sweden, New Zealand, a couple other places. But the DMV is always my favorite because the DMV, that's right here in the good old U.S. But New York, they put out a list of some of the 3,000 license plate bids that they had to turn down.
I would also say this. Outside of Virginia, the second most number of vanity plates that I've seen are from New York or New Jersey.
Right.
Probably and a tie.
It's just something to do. But here's the thing. So every year they try to update the rules so they can avoid anything what they call raunchy or offensive. Some kind of are, some kind of are not. So I'm going to give you a few honorable mentions of what New York State's Department of Motor Vehicles has turned down. We start with treesome. Not threesome, treesome. T-R-E-E-S-O-M 3. Maybe if you're from Jamaica, you're like, yeah, treesome, ma'am. They also shot down orgasm, O-R-G-8-Z-M. Couldn't get it. Call girl. It's just spelled out. Now, look, if you want to put call girl, go ahead and put it on there. Why does it matter? We also have fart box. That was turned down, but it is F-4-R-T-B-O-X. Janky AF.
Yeah. I like that one.
I like it, too.
That's a good one.
Duck me. We know what they're saying, but it says duck me. And they're also nice buns, buns spelled with a Z. They also turned down things like MySpace. Basically, they're hearkening back to the once-thriving social media platform. I don't know why that bugs them. Someone else had six-pack, S1XPACK. Wouldn't let them do that, but my favorite. No matter how hard you try, apparently the most requested but turned down license plate request in New York State was any variation of the term, and we all know it, D's nuts. So if you tried to do it with two U's, T-S, no. If you tried to do it with three U's or the T-Z, no. If you just went D's nut, didn't even add an S or a Z on the end, singular or plural. So yeah, basically we're toasting to people that really want D's nuts. I really think you should just let them do it. Why not, man? But anyway, I'm telling you, go online. Go from state to state and look at the full list of license plates. that they had to turn down from state to state for two reasons. One, it's funny, but also each state kind of seems to have its own certain theme about a message that they want to put out there. And but yeah, so New York, just know if you want these nuts, it ain't going to happen on your license plate. But you can call me. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.